as well today. She's in the Cox Plate. She's got to back up at some stage, hasn't she?
She does. I think today is to find out, okay, are you
a 2,000 metre?
Are we going to run you in the Cox Plate or not? If she wins today, she probably yes.
And is she on track?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And can she, like it's 2,000 metres. Did she run through the line the other day, last week? There's a little question mark on that as well. Like she sort of come up to and Global Glamour, and then sort of, and she did peak to a certain extent. Was that fitness or was that... miles as far as I want. She's going to answer that question today.
All right. Early scratchings. The first couple of races are clear at this stage. In the third, number three, Harry Hotspur's come out. Race three, number three. In race four, number seven, Shotgun Roulette. And then the emergencies down the bottom. 17, Bond of Faith. 18, Loyal Toast. And 19, Far Out. In race five, number six, Salt House. And 12, Lindwell are out. 6 and 12. Race 6, number 2, Hippopus, and 3, Moral Victory, 2 and 3. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, number 2, Spirit Bird, and 5, Rocket Commanders come out overnight, so 2 and 5. And race 9, number 7, Grey Street, and 13, Lobby Shop, 7 and 13. We'll get going with the interviews in just a tick. James Cummings is in Melbourne. There's a few of our trainers this morning that have already made their way to Melbourne that will join us on the phone. James just wants a few minutes. The Michelle Payne story created a bit of a fanfare on Wednesday when the fields come out. Racing New South Wales board met on this back in July. They made a decision. Peter Volandis is overseas on a working holiday, I stress, in America. He told me on Thursday that when he got back, he talked to the stewards again about do we need to change this recommendation or what we've got at the moment, whether she should be able to ride here when she has got that dual licence. Ron, have you got a feeling on this?
Well, obviously, the big hullabaloo this week is obviously there was a decision made earlier. They should have known that to start with because that was a press report put out.
Yeah.
And they should have sort of spoke about it before Michelle got a licence, which is only recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I honestly think there should be Australian rules of racing and not just local rules of racing, personally.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the one country.
Yeah.
So obviously everyone it's easy to forget, you can't do that there and you can do it here.
Yeah.
Just little things, you know, it gets a bit confusing, not just for the participants, but for the punters as well.
Yeah. Mike, have you got a... in this day and age, are we should, as Ron say, have an Australian rule that people know exactly where it is, whatever state they go to?
Well, I suppose so, but I think the thing, the simple way to sort her out would be, like, if she comes to ride in New South Wales, that she's allowed to ride anyone else's horses bar her own. I would have thought that would have worked.
Yeah.
You know, as she, being an owner trainer, it's something she can't bring into New South Wales, but if, just say, for example, Chris Wallow says, I want to put Michelle on three horses, well, why couldn't she go and ride them? As long as she's not training them, she should be able to ride other people's horses.
Yeah, exactly. Munsey's already here. Fair dinkum. I mean...
He's got an answer for everything.
Glenn, we're on air. I mean, you open the door. We're actually on air, mate. If you can... What did he tell you? Was it anything worthwhile?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm rambling on about something. I just switched off.
That's fair dinkum. He slammed the door on him.
We're on air, and he just opens the door and just starts talking to you.
He's going to show me some quiches or something.
Fair dinkum, please. Anyway, we're looking forward to it all unfolding with it today. And Michelle Payne, obviously, has got a ride down in Melbourne, and as Peter Volandi said, he'll come back from the trip and he'll talk to Mark Van Gestel and the stewards and see if they want to change their thoughts on they put it out as a conflict on race day, their concerns were. So anyway, we'll wait and see. Many people are just saying common sense needs to prevail, so again, we'll just wait and see. Righto. James Cummings is down in Melbourne, got some genuine chances today. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Thanks, mate. Thanks for taking our call. How's Melbourne?
Yeah, good. This weather looks like it's a lot nicer today than what it was Tuesday. Funny on Tuesday, but that's good here, and everyone's expecting a nice firm track at Caulfield today.
The horses settled in there?
Yeah, Ronnie, my two runners today have been here at least a week, and they've settled here and they've done quite well all week. I'm quite pleased with both of them.
Good standing in the guineas. He's right up there with the best of them.
Yes, he's one of a bunch of good colts in the race. I think it's fair to say that all of them just need to rise that little bit to be a Guineas winner. So one of four or five of them today will make that necessary improvement to win. Hopefully he's had the foundation to get there. You know, he's been promising the last two runs to really get to that next level. And I've physically got him right where I want him. So from that perspective, I'm very pleased. It'll be up to him to show what qualities he's got. He's got his good three and a nice firm track the way he wants it, the way he performed very well on the Skyline as a 2-year-old. And you know, with Hugh Bowman to ride, he's just quite pleased with how it's all coming together for him as well. He's fourth up and ready to run a big race.
Does it come down to, you say, rise to the occasion? Does it comes down to rising to the occasion, or does it come down to luck in running and how this track's, you know, unfolds here today?
Oh, look, I'm hoping that he can just if he's able to win, I just hope he can win on his merits and be the real deal. So, you know, there's been talk about the track, but. You know, they've all got to handle Caulfield. The horse Sacred Elixir's got to be the horse to beat because of his excellent first up surging win. But I think that Good Standing can be the sort of horse that makes his own luck in many ways. So I'm not too worried about that.
So you see him in the first half dozen of the field here early.
Yeah, I think he can make a little bit of use of himself early. I mean, he set outside the leader in the Golden Rose and he jumped straight onto the bridle there that day. But, we'd be quite satisfied with that.
Mm. Smart Amelia, third up here. She probably doesn't look 100-1 chance. You know, she's talented in her own right.
No, she doesn't. She put the pen through her last run and she's got the form to be there. She's third up and... We were just taken with the way she worked on Tuesday morning. When we could foresee that we were certain to gain a start with only 14 other acceptors close to the deadline, and James McDonald was available, we really warmed to the idea of running her here. We don't envisage going on too much longer into the carnival. In fact, this will probably be her last start this campaign, because she's an immature filly, but she's got form there. She's able to defeat Fox Play and the Widden on debut. Well, obviously, it's going a lot better now, but and then she was able to run very well in the Furious first up, ridden very quietly. And then just with a couple of things last start, with only one bad run, we decided to stick to the game plan, which was to target this race and third up. And so we find ourselves fitting well. And, you know, from the perspective of just riding it a run well, we think she can do that for us today.
Your Group 1 runner in Sydney is Prized Icon. How's he? Obviously, he was unlucky last time. How's he training on?
Well, he's done well, and that's no surprise, because the way he raced so genuinely and so beautifully to the line last start gives us a lot of confidence. He was shuffled back and then, you know, held up and then had to aggressively work his way into the clear, found a very neat run, and it just shut as quickly as it appeared for him, and yet he still... regathered himself and savaged the line late. So to race with that sort of enthusiasm and to be luckless as he was, he's bursting with energy now, and he's got the beautiful platform to step up to the mark, fourth up, 2,000 metres, and I like the fact that last prep he's got two bold wins, 1,600 metres under his belt, which is the sort of horse it takes to, you know, to be winning over 2,000 metres at his first attempt.
And being what looks another tactical affair on paper, that beautiful draw does help him to box seat.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't want to give up his barrier, but you know, he can be comfortable sitting there too, which is just as important.
Your other runners in Sydney, Power Law in race two. He won his only start on a heavy 10. What's your take on him?
Yeah, he won beautifully first up. He was barely touched by the whip that day, and he came down the right part of the track, the way the Beaumont track played that day, which was down the extreme outside fence. There are some very nice, promising and progressive types, 3-year-old types in this race today. So we'll learn something about him today. I think he's not without a place chance. We'd like to see him really running well here and just showing what he's got against these promising 3-year-olds in Sydney.
Burning Passion. You've placed him beautifully all the way through. Can he bring that wet track form to the dry track?
Well, hopefully he can. But he's also found some stronger form. His form horses to deal with today, so he's got to step up as well. But you know, he's just fit and enjoying his work. If he's not up to them today, then so be it. But you know, the market suggests he's in with a good chance. There's plenty of queries about the dry track for him, but you know, if you let him do it on the training tracks at home. You know, he really can gallop up some beautiful times and make it look effortless. So, and today, in the sort of form he's in, he might get the opportunity to reverse that poor good track record. But look, he's in good shape. He was held together in a barrier trial without the blinkers the other day, and had a little bit of a taste of that firm track. And Glyn knows the horse well, but certainly horses like Religify and Guides in Him Fresh, they're going to be good competition for him, so it'll give us the chance to see just how far he's come this prep.
And in the last, Lunar Rise, not noted first up, but his trial was okay.
His trial was good, and I don't think he's without an each way chance there in that race. So, look, we're pleased with him. You could make a case for the horse. He was his first up run at Randwick. In a previous preparation was a very, very good effort in a good race. He was shut down at a vital stage and went to the line without being fully tested. So he's six starts for nothing first up, not even a placing, but I think you'd make a little bit of a case just on the way he's going, but you couldn't, you'd have to forgive the horse for putting in a nice boxing on effort today with a thought that he'd be improving further into his preparation. But even though you could forgive him for that, I still have a feeling that he could run a cheeky race at odds.
I can definitely make a case for him at 100 to 1 today. Though, well, 40 to 1 he is now, but that's a bit ridiculous, I would have thought, with that trial.
Yeah, he tried well.
Good on you, James. Good luck down there, mate. You've got runners in Group 1 races today. You've done your job, and now it's a question of whether the horses are up to it, mate.
Yeah, that's right. So it's important that they run well, but we certainly positioned ourselves into a nice place to be and to give ourselves chances in these three races. All three horses have a bit of form in these Group Ones, and you know, they're classics. They're very, very hard to win, and hopefully we can have a little bit of joy our way.
I noted last Saturday night, James had a bit of a function after the last race. And I noted, James, that Ron wasn't there. Did you invite him or not? Did you give him the, you know what?
I got an invite in.
Oh, you did?
I had to go. Someone has to go back and do the work for the next morning.
Oh, is that the Sunday show that's still on, is it?
Yeah.
No, it was a...
It's still on after you left. You know,
okay.
That, yeah.
In all seriousness, no, it was a great night there.
It was
a magnificent night. If I didn't leave when I did... My wife was going to be in a shocking shape the next morning. She was sipping down the champagne.
Oh, you find out that much, were you?
she was copping it. See, the husband doesn't normally buy when I've got to buy it, but it was free of charge.
Oh,
so she was just taking every opportunity.
The last name's Bensley.
exactly. good on you, James. Well done, mate, and good luck today.
All right, cheers. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, mate. James Cummings there. I
say it's well done.
The clients were there, and media and the ATC officials came along, and it was a really beautiful night. It was a magnificent night for weather, and you were just able to stand out there, Mike. It was.
I was there, mate.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. I was there for about an hour.
What? I didn't see you.
Yeah, I got there about seven. About 7 till 8, I was there.
Geez, you moved. Yeah. Well, I was there. I was well past 8 o'clock, so. Yeah. How about that, Ron?
Jeez.
He's missed me.
He mixes in the high end.
Kurt Goulburn is our next guest. Let's talk about this Tab Highway. The scratchings in this race are the 7, and then the bottom, although 17, 18 and 19 are already out. And Kurt Goldman's got one of the chances in the race, Gambled, number 2. Morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, mate. How are things?
Yeah, good. Good. Just here at Goulburn at the moment, watching some track work, and looks like a lovely day here, so I'm hoping it's the same in Sydney.
Happy to run both your horses in this highway today, Kurt?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, they sort of, they're both class 3 horses, both looking for the mile. So the race, you know, it's not ideal running two horses against each other, I guess, you know, and the owners own both of them. But it's just the way that it's worked out. And, you know, Gambled, he's obviously sort of ready now, third up to step up to the mile. And Mysticism, she's I've got a race picked out in 3 weeks back in Sydney at a country cup. They're hosting over 2,000 metres. So this is just looks like a nice sort of stepping stone for her heading that direction.
Gambled is off an all-the-way Gold Coast win. It looks to, even though it's a big field, he does seem to get nice on-pace favours here.
He does. You know, obviously he's drawn well, and I just heard Andrew say that the bottom three weren't running and they'd all drawn inside us. So that brings him even closer to the rail. And, yeah, we gave him a trial up there with the blinkers on and he led all the way in the trial and was quite strong throughout that. And we went to the races and that's exactly how he raced. And actually to date, he's all three wins, he's either led or sat outside the leader. He's not a horse that sort of likes to be clustered up and in amongst them. He tends to panic if that's the case. But it looks like today that he will get those favours rolling out in front. And hopefully if he doesn't have too much pressure, you know, he's going to be in it for a long way.
Mysticism, an interesting move. You know, first up, 70 days a mile. Are you comfortable with that decision?
Yeah, most definitely. Reason being, Ron, I took her to Grafton. She ran really well, and she probably should have run the Grafton Guinea. She just never got out in the straight. And Robert Thompson was on there, and he was very bullish about the horse. She's a horse who, in the future, we're going to see running in much better races than what she's in today. But after Grafton, I sent her to the paddock for 10 days, and then took her straight to Brisbane and ran her in a mile at the back end of a 3-year-old career. And she went to the races that day, and I was expecting her to be fresh, but she didn't. She ran like she was looking for 2,000 metres, and that was off the back of a 10-day freshen up in the paddock. So deliberately, you know, I've come here today and without a trial, she's done plenty of work, and I've got the advantage here at Alan Carty's property. We've got the nice sand hills and that, so we do a lot of interval training. She's done plenty of work, but like I say, she's not primed for today. My main target's going to be in 3 weeks, but she's definitely probably the class horse in the field.
Yeah, definitely. Your gut feeling about the two of them, who would you sort of lean to there?
Look, I'm sort of struggling to pick out. I would have to say probably Mysticism just on ability. Yeah. She like I said, she's a horse who I think she will definitely be seeing her run in you know, handicap sort of Saturday class races in the future. So she's got a lot more upside than what Gamble does. But like I said, if he jumps and you know, gets some soft sectionals early, it is going to take a decent horse to sort of to get past him, you know, at the top of the straight. So, look, Mysticism's definitely the class horse.
Good luck to you, Kurt. Hope they both run well with plans of going ahead, mate.
No problems. Thank you very much, guys.
Good on you, Kurt. Kurt Goldman out there at Goulburn, travelling down. Looking forward to seeing that horse. Down in Melbourne, Mabeel's come out of the fourth and O'Malley's come out of the Scalacci. So that's the story there. Mike, we'll come back to you in a moment, but we've been able to grab Peter Snowden and he's on the move. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
You on the move? Where are you today?
On the move. I'm just about to get the shit out of Melbourne.
Okay. By the way, happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
it
very
was,
much. No, I was and getting calls from everywhere. Yesterday. I was wondering how everyone worked it out because I kept it very quiet. That age,
did you?
I was spreading it around. No.
Well, can I say your age?
Not really. I got a letter from the government on Tuesday. I thought it was jury duty. So I said, a pension card. I couldn't believe it.
A pension card? Come on, Pete.
I know. I don't think I felt.
Did you put in for one or did you just
no
get
way.
It?
No way.
Well, I am going to say something, Pete, because people will learn it through the day. There's a couple of people. It's my birthday today, but I'm five behind you, Pete, so I haven't quite got to the pension card.
You're flying, me. Andrew. You're flying.
All right, mate, let's hold.
You're not eligible for one.
Neither's Peter. Let's go through the runners before Peter gets into the shower.
A couple of nice 2-year-olds, Pete Severance. Look, he ran on in his only Rosehill trial.
a good trial run. He's probably well bred colt, nice horse, still a bit immature, probably lacked natural pace, but was very good late. If he can keep in touch, he has definitely a chance. He's a colt of quality, but just whether he can stay in touch with these horses, it looks to be like good genuine speed here. They might run along a bit, but if he can keep in touch with them, I'm sure he won't be far away at the end.
I'm interested in your other runner, Zatar. He's a long shot, but you obviously think he's better than what he is. What he showed, I should have
said. Yeah,
his
first trial, he was just a touch slow. He got hampered pretty badly. What I like was the last 50, 60 metres of the trial, he just got rocketing. And on the run, I don't know afterwards, but he was hitting the line long, hard. He's a horse who'll definitely, you've seen over further distances later on as his two-year-old program progresses. But, look, same again, they might be too sharp for today, but he's a beautiful colt. He's one of the best movers I've ever had. He's a horse to quality, but they might not be his day, but he's definitely keeping in mind for later on.
Nicholin throws two good wind to the eye first up there. No hesitation, 11 to 1400 here?
No, not at all, mate. We've been waiting. He was 4 weeks waiting for that first up run. We kept getting wet tracks, so he's done a power of work. And we rode him aggressively the other day, and if he couldn't win that race, he was always going to struggle. But he won with authority and ran time, so I was happy about that. He's come through it well, so no problem at all going to 1400 metres. As I said, he's been ready to go for a month. So he's done a lot of work and back on a good track today. We didn't want to miss that good ground.
Tower of Song Race 3 gets back down in the weights here.
Yeah, look, I think he's gone better than what his form says. I thought his run was quite good. From a bad gate, we went back early in the race. And they went 1,000,000 miles an hour in that race the other day at Rose Hill, and he got a long way back. They didn't stop at the end, but he made a lot of ground late. A lot of speed in this race again today. So if he can get a midfield spot and be sort of within 4 or 5 lengths from the corner, I think he's definitely a chance. He's going really well, as good as every has at home. But just where he gets the run from the Norfolk gate, got a good weight pull off, the better chances. And the horse, as I said, he's going better than what his form suggests.
Falconberg resuming in race 6. She's a nice mare. What do you expect first up?
Yeah, look, she's out of her depth there, but it's a race to get it started. I've got plans for her in Melbourne later on. She'll have 2 runs in Sydney, and hopefully we'll head to Melbourne for a grand final. Had a good prep last time in. She really relished when she got up to 2,000 metres plus. Probably a touch short for today. Being fresh, I still think she won a nice race.
Race 8, obviously the couple of runners here. Extensible was off a freshen last time and could not have been more impressive.
Yeah, do you look at the form, it tells you the consistency of the mare. She's ultra impressive. I was worried that it happened. She's been drawing good gates the last 3 or 4 starts. I said, I bet when we get to that grand final, she'll draw bad, and she has. She's drawn 12 or 12, but couldn't have drawn a worse gate every try. But look, can't do much about that. The horse is in outstanding order. Good authority win last start. Done nothing wrong since. She looks in great order. Just needs some cover somewhere. She showed in the past, if she gets in front and leads, she tends to do a bit too much through the run. She gets just one backside to get behind. She will relax and switch off. When she does, she's got a great turn of foot. So just imperative that she'll still be forward, but she's got no other choice. She just goes a bit too keen to be dragging right back. And it doesn't look like there's much speed in that race. So she may have to follow Dixie Blossom across, but just all the time looking to get behind something if we can.
Mm. Also got Happy Hannah there. She did enough first up.
This pace too will suit her because it won't go quick and she'll probably be able to be a bit closer. But as we know, possesses a great turn of foot, and I thought the last sexuals, and I said that too when we read the speed charts as to how well she got home. So nothing wrong with running first up, but she's gone on nicely since, and a mile's perfect second up.
What's her race over the spring?
Look, I'm just going to just play by ear. I haven't dropped off the mire, but she's got to see some good things happening here and her next start to go there.
Okay, and you finish off with 3 good chances in the last, Denpur, Suspense and Brigadoon Rise.
Yeah, all 3 got a great hope. I would have had Suspense on top from a better draw because he's going very, very good. I thought his first run was excellent in a strong race. He's worked brilliantly through the week, but that draw just makes it awkward for him. The other two, Denpur's got a great draw. Good authority win last start. Race run to suit, but it was a good solid win. And Brigadoon Rise, as we know, had no luck. She would be close for that good draw today. She'd be in the first 3 or 4. Not a lot of speed here. It's probably only one. Hawkey's horse, I thought, might be the only horse to go forward. And Suspense probably got to follow it across. But I wouldn't expect Brigadoon Rise to get that far back today. And she should run well. She'll make her own luck in that better draw.
Caulfield, a few runners. My Country, third up after 2 solid runs.
First run was good. Second run, just got totally lost and bedazzled by the lights at Mooney Valley, but I thought her run was still good. Put it up now, she should be spot on. Nice pace in the race, gets a chance today at Caulfield. And Ravi, probably most improved horse in the stable. She's going very, very well. Just drawn a bad gate, very bad gate, but there's a bit of speed there. But if she gets any luck at all, she'll be there.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Pete. You go and get ready for the travel down to Melbourne. Good luck with them all.
Good guys. Good luck, everyone.
And
cheers.
Just produce the pensioner card at the gate. They'll let you in, mate. Thanks, Pete.
Good on
you. See ya. Peter Snowden there. He won't let that down. There'll be a few getting into him. It was him that brought up the pensioner card. It wasn't me.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, happy birthday. I thought you had to be 65 for the pension card.
Well, I'm not saying... He didn't say how old he was, but he's definitely not 65.
No.
You can put a zero. 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was yesterday, so happy birthday to him. We're going to take a break. I'm just checking. Down in Melbourne, Peking Duck has come out of race 7, the 1,000 guineas. Peking Duck, race 7, number 14. As I told you, Japanese's come out of the last, and O'Malley, I know they were concerned down in there, the stable there on a reasonably firm track running. Ron, have you got the Sydney ones there? Anything extras come up?
I've got three extras. Let me have a look what they are. Mm. All but Gone's come out of the last.
Yeah, and the other thing of Pirate Ben,
who raced yesterday.
Yeah, and Mort Again out of the third.
Oh, that's an interesting scratch.
Race 3, number 6 early. So those scratchings should go interim. We'll talk about the spring champion when we come back. It's 29-8. This is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Sydney, it's time.
And they're off and racing.
It's time for some heart-stopping racing. Time to gather your mates and head to Royal Randwick next Saturday for City Tattersall's Club Cup Day. Featuring the Nivison, the Lightning, the Brian Crowley Stakes and the City Tattersall's Club Cup. Plus, plenty of trackside fun, including live entertainment, pop-up bars and incredible food. And the bucket list is back, encompassing the best in hospitality. Get your tickets now at www.theatc.com.
What a massive night tonight, and here's a chance to win some tickets to the A-League showdown at ANZ Stadium. TAB has four double passes to its exclusive corporate box to give away for tonight's blockbuster Sydney derby between the Western Sydney Wanderers and Sydney FC. Now, for your chance to win, don't ring, but you need to head down to the Wetherill Park TAB at the Greenway Supercentre, the Horsley Drive, and you've got to do it between now and midday today. Fill out an entry form and then they'll be drawing and announcing the winner. So it's the Wetherill Park TAB at the Greenway Supercentre, the Horsley Drive, and you have to do it up till midday today. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next caller is Mick, who has something to say to Greg.
Yeah, Greg Hall. I just love him. Ever since the derby, I backed him on Mahogany, and once he kicked in the straight, no one had an answer. I'll never forget it.
Stunning, Mick. Stunning. It's easy to love a bet this spring carnival because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the finish line. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
The Amarok Highline Runout Sale is on now. This top-of-the-line workhorse can be yours from only $53,990 drive away, including free 8-speed auto, plus $2,000 cash back. But you'll need to hurry, because with premium features like Bi-Xenon headlights, a rear-view camera, satellite navigation and permanent four-wheel drive, you just know they won't be in the showroom for long. Offer ends October 31st. Conditions at vwoffers.com.au.
I'm a digital radio.
And I'm a digital...
Okay, this is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Our full preview coming up with Ron Dubbasy and Mike Fraser for Randwick in about 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes. But the scratchings have now gone interim four here at Randwick. The track is a good three. The penetrometer, 4.92. They put 2 millimetres of water on the track late last night and the rails at 6 metres. The interim scratchings are race three, number three, Harry Hotspur, and six more. Mort Again, 3 and 6 out of the third. Race 4, number 7, Shotgun Roulette. And the emergencies, 17, Bond of Faith, 18, Loyal Toast, and 19, Far Out. 7, 17, 18, and 19. In race 5, number 6, Salt House. 8 Pirate Ben and 12 Lindwell, 6, 8 and 12. Race 6, number 2, Hippopus, and 3, Moral Victory, 2 and 3. The Spring Champion is clear, race 7. Race 8, number 2, Spirit Bird, and 5, Rocket Commander, 2 and 5. And race 9, 7, Grey Street, 8, All But Gone, and 13, Lolly Shop, 7, 8 and 13. Michael Hawke's about to join us, but Mike Fraser, just a quick one with you on the Spring Champion. All of those gloaming horses went to the line virtually together. Are you, I mean, I suppose you're giving up your tip here if you're going to go to the filly, but what do you see out of the gloaming?
Well, obviously, prized icon, that's what I saw. I mean, I picked myself up off the ground. It was probably, you know, a good thing. Beat Valadero, went straight to the front and had on-pace favours. I thought Swear was very good. I think Ronnie made the point on Thursday night that he had a little bit too much to do. And even when he did get into the clear running line, that centre of the track wasn't the place to be. Over on the inside was the better place. The one that I'm interested in also is Honeywine. Lightly raced horse, been very progressive the three runs it's had this campaign, and I always get a little bit wary about those ones that keep improving. You shouldn't really be trying to cap them, just waiting to see what they can show you. So interested to see if it goes on with the job, but obviously prized icons. I'm going to be on it, and I'm going to be on Yankee Rose. I'm going to have a watch on Honey Wine, so you pretty much know what I'm going to be tipping.
Yeah, okay, you wouldn't believe what's turned up. It's 25 minutes early. Breakfast is here, and Ron's looking at it. Michael Hawks, good morning. The breakfast has arrived early, and now Ron's got to wait 25 minutes before he can eat it.
There'll be nothing left there with Munsey out there on his own.
You wouldn't be the only one waiting. You'd be waiting to have it as well, Ben. Don't worry about that.
It normally arrives when I'm reading the scratching, so I've got to wait till after 8 o'clock. But you should have seen Duff's eyes when Neves walked past with the egg and bacon.
What's
roll.
What's going on here? It's a bit early.
He's throwing you under the bus there, Duff, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's all about you.
Righto, how are you? Everything good for the day?
Yeah, can't complain. It's all good. Very well. Yourself?
That's good. Yeah, excellent, excellent. Just on the Spring Champ, can we start with the Spring Champion? That gloaming race, they all went to the line together. What comes out of it with Swear going to 2,000 today?
To be fair, I think you just got to put a line through that run. Probably got too far back and couldn't make up that amount of ground. And then when he did, he got a squeeze again. And like he's run 6, beaten a length and a half. So he probably should have been in front of High Mist for mine. If you saw the replay, you'd probably understand, and I think he would have been winning. So if he's winning, he's probably near favouritism, and we don't have to worry about it. So end of the day, he's done super, the horse, can't fault him, and he's looking for ground, and he's done really well.
It's a similar type race here other than the filly, and he's got an awkward draw again, so it's not ideal.
No, it's not, Ronnie, you know, but look, 2,000 metres, bigger track, you know, it is what it is, but hopefully he's a bit closer today. As I said, he should have been closer last start, but in saying that, he's an adaptable horse, but depending on how the way the race was run, obviously last start he just couldn't win, as I said, but today hopefully he jumps, puts himself in a nice position, wherever that may be, and hopefully he can get a good run in transit. All I'm asking for is just so he flows and he hits the line without any interruptions, and then I think you will see the best horse win on the day. And obviously Yankee Rose is due to be there, but you know, our bloke, he's, you know, there's a bunch of them there that could all figure in the finish again, but I can't fault him, he's done everything right.
You've also got Ready Fire Aim there, he might get some on pace favours.
Yeah, he's look, I wouldn't rule this horse out, to be fair. I know he's a maiden, I know he's coming off a Hawkesbury run, you know, he jumped and led and did everything right, and you know, he just got beat on the day obviously by a better one, but honestly, I think he's looking for the journey, and I wouldn't rule him out. He's definitely got the ability, so it wouldn't shock, honestly, if he got up. But the horse looks great. He looks a pitcher. You know, he's done everything right. I can't fault him.
You got this lovely colt in the first show time, the ruling favourite. His trial at the official trials here at Randwick was really good.
Super trial. You know, look, it was more a day-out education for him, more than anything, and obviously, Tommy jumped, and he just wanted to over race just probably a touch during that trial, and Tommy said, look, I was probably kind to him late, and obviously the eventual winner from last Saturday came up the inside of us, and, you know, he hit the line good again. So, look, it was probably more an educational trial from our point of view. The horse looks super. He's done well. Can't fault him. you can only go on trial form, and obviously the Breeders' Plate winners beat him in a trial, so hence that's why he's favourite. But for everyone listening, he's done super, he looks good, the horse, and he's ready to go.
I see you throwing a set of winkers on him.
Yeah, just to keep him focused, you know, the Colts, just to keep their mind on the job. You know, he's done everything right, as I said, but it'll just keep him a little bit sharper and just a little bit more tractable. And last start, obviously we accepted and drew 14, Ronnie, so you would have run him and he would have run a nice third or fourth going, wow, that was great, barrier beat him. And look, this day and age, with the way the barriers are, they definitely do beat you in races, so he's drawn a good barrier, should be right there, it'd be hard to beat.
God's in him, usually good fresh.
Yeah, he's going really good. He's probably, to be fair, the best he's ever going. And I know he's an older horse, but his trial was super. He's done everything right. Gets in the race well with the weight, and he's going to be right there in the finish.
He's an adaptable horse. Is he better with a sit or go forward?
Oh, look, he can be anywhere, to be fair. He's raced forward, he's raced back. Obviously, 1,400, he'll jump, he'll put himself right in the picture. And to be fair, how he jumps is how we ride him. So he's kind of he's actually a very adaptable horse, likes wet ground, top of the ground. So he sort of ticks every box, but his trial was sensational. He trialed really good. As I said, he's probably going the best he's ever gone. So he'll definitely improve as he gets further into his prep and as he gets further in distance. But he's ready to go for today.
Topped me up in the last, up a little in class, but going well.
Yeah, he is. He's going good. Obviously, he's been there of late. His runs have been good. He'll run super again today.
Melbourne, you're pretty strong there as well. Toucan Chu resumes in race four. He did a great job last preparation. He's an underrated horse.
He's a very underrated horse. He's taken a long time to come to hand, and being by Pentire, he's just the older he's got, the better he's got. You know, we were lucky enough, obviously, last prep to see him here in Sydney, and, you know, he had a few wins there and the placing it was before going for a little bit of a break. And, you know, he's in the race well, first up. He always runs good first up. And I think you're right. He's a bit of an underrated horse and, you know, obviously tackling the same sort of race he did last start, albeit over a shorter distance, but he's definitely going well, the horse.
Race five, Mare Australia. Nice mare on the up. Three for three so far this prep.
I tell you what, her win last start was outstanding. It really, really was. She had a checkered path, 1,000 metres of Caulfield, back midfield. You know, if people didn't see it, they probably should, because up the straight, you know, she just had the checkered path. Once she got out, she really hit the line solid. So, look, she is backing up. Typical fast step mare. The older she's got, the better she's got. You can't fault her. Obviously taking on, you know, group level, but she's going to be right there again, hopefully, in the finish.
The big race of the day, the Caulfield Guineas, Divine Prophet, much better draw for him today. Can he take advantage of that draw?
I think so. He's been set for this race all along, and, you know, even last start, I thought he could win, and he got beat by a better horse on the day, but probably tempo-related was his biggest query that day, and as Christian said, he just sort of had, when he popped off at the 600, if they had a rolled a half a length quicker, he would have been better for it. He probably still wins the race. But and the start before that, obviously, he was in a shocking spot, couldn't get out. When he did, he sprouted wings and ran fourth. And even if you go back to first up, it was an unbelievable win. So, you know, really the only thing that's gone right this prep so far is his first up run. He's had probably, you know, excuses second and third up, and he's drawn well today. Big field. Will generate speed. Can't fault the horse. He's done everything right, and Wayne's pretty happy with him.
And your other good three-year-old in the last, the sprinting three-year-old Star Turn, how's he freshened up?
He's good. You know, he's done super since arriving in Melbourne. He looks good. Obviously, he's taking on the older horses today. Drawn probably just a touch awkward in Barrier 8, but look, he's a class colt, and hopefully, you know, he's well on track, and obviously he's headed towards the Coolmore, but he's certainly settled in well. He's done everything right, and, you know, he looks a pitcher. He's going really, really good.
Hopefully a big day for the stable.
Well, we've got a lot of nice runners, Ronnie, and to be fair, they're all in their right races. So, you know, we just don't need any bad luck on the day. That's what we don't need, but certainly they're all going well.
And just one final one, Chautauqua, 8 days ago. How's he come through, Mike?
Yeah, he's good, Ben. You know, probably just 1,000 metres and the way they run the race, and
you know, he was probably doing his best bit at the end on the line, to be fair, and he's looking for 12 now. So he's really good. You know, he didn't lose any admirers from our stable, that's for sure. And obviously on the night he got beat by a better horse on the night, but that doesn't take one run. Doesn't count for anything, you know. It's where you end up at the end. So he's got a long preparation ahead. It wasn't his grand final. He's definitely improving all the time, and as I said, probably a bit older now, 1,000 metres. But other than that, he's really, really good.
No, looking forward to seeing him next start. Good luck to you, mate. Hope they all run well, both here in Sydney and down in Melbourne.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Mike. Michael Hawkes there from their base out at Rose Hill. Gee, they've got a collective group today, Mike, haven't they, in the big races?
Yeah, certainly have. Certainly have. Looking forward to this. Ronnie, what's your Caulfield Guineas tip?
I like Divine Prophet. I was a little bit shaky when the track curator says, oh, I'm a little bit worried about the fence late in the day today, but yeah, hopefully that'll all work itself out.
Yeah, he's strong the inside, barrier one, eh?
Yeah, race eight. So. Mm. Yeah, look, sometimes if they get that in their head, they overdo it anyway.
Yeah, just for people that may not have heard it earlier, Jason Kerr, the track manager, he rates it a good three. The rail's back in the true where it was two meetings ago, and he just put out that cautious approach that maybe late in the day that the inside might not be the best place to be.
Yeah, just with not enough, only 2 weeks to recover this time.
Yeah,
and
the coolish weather hasn't allowed the regrowth as quickly as it normally would be. Chris Wallace online on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Morning, Chris.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Thank you, Chris. Really appreciate it, mate. It's the first, like, Ron hasn't even said it.
Yes, I have.
You didn't.
How old are you today, Andrew?
I'm 55 and proud to be. And I will say that my son, who is up working this morning down in Melbourne, he's texted me, happy birthday, Dad. I will say that's probably the first time he's ever done it.
He wants something.
He wants, you know what he wants? Something. He wants me to buy him a car. That's what he wants me to
obvious.
Do. Yeah, exactly. You'll get to know that, Chris, in years to come.
Well, Mercedes is a great place to buy cars, I can tell you.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be going there. Mate, there's been much discussion about the three-horse race in Melbourne. It's what it is. It's what we get, and we just enjoy it, whatever unfolds today.
Yeah, 100%. It creates talking, and that's what racing needs. And if it wasn't a three-horse race, I'm sure we'd find something else to divert our attention to. But still three good horses. We're certainly not taking the race lightly, and we hope for the best, obviously, but the horse is picture perfect and couldn't be any happier with her.
How hard a run does she need to top her off for a Cox Plate?
Oh, I don't know. Just how long is a piece of string, really? It's what's good, what's bad. It's really hard to tell. One thing I'll say, I don't think it matters who trains Winks, what you do with Winks. She's a true competitor. Whether she's underdone, overdone, she just turns up and gives her best. So, look, she can go 3 weeks, 4 weeks between runs. I think that's always a good sign of a horse that is pretty adaptable. Whether she had a hard run today or a soft run, I think the most important thing is get her over the line first. That suggests she's the fastest horse today, and there's no better form than winning form going into a race like the Cox Plate.
Fox Play in the 1,000 guineas. Has she settled in okay?
Yeah, she's a true professional now, so she's done everything Winks has done. She left Sydney last Saturday night, went to Caulfield Wednesday morning, and been standing next to her all the way through. So if it works for one, it'll work for the other, I'm sure.
Your other runners in the Group 1's Counter-Attack. A Mile is the question with him. He just needs to settle a little bit better.
Yeah, he overdid things when we were left without cover last start. So, he just was taking the blinkers off to get him to switch off. And if he settles, he's a capable horse. Let us down a few times from the big races, but well, now he's good enough. James McDonald hops aboard, and yeah, we just need to see him switch off. Simple as that.
Your other runner in that is Cosmic Cube. He's big odds, but he's capable.
Yeah, if he got a soft run near the speed, he would be a chance. A pressure race over the mile could see him come unstuck, but from that wide gate, you just hope for an easier tempo for him.
in Sydney, your two-year-old, the I'm Invincible filly, Louisa, looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, she trialled, and they're on her own. About us having to push her to get there. Wasn't nominated for the race until she worked extremely well Tuesday morning. And had a look at the noms, they were left open, so we put her in. So she's done everything right since that trial.
The race two, you look strong. Invincibella looks to get a nice run on what looks a danger's back here.
Yeah, she got a bit worked up before her last run. Hence the reason we just put some earmuffs on her just to try and switch her off a little and conserve some energy pre-race and on the way to the start, and hopefully it'll just settle better. But certainly good form going into this race.
Coming through is a well-bred horse with looks to have plenty of upside. He's trialled well since that debut win.
He did. He's really come of age and starting to mature, and it was a good first up win in a pretty competitive race. And like you say, trialled since then really well. He's heading for the Carbine Club on Derby Day in Melbourne, and this is a nice stepping stone for him. From Barrier 8, my only concern, it just will go back, get some cover, and I remember back to Kermit and Kermit. Almost an identical race. He won maiden at Warwick Farm on the way to the Carbine Club. He actually got beat in this type of race when Edgert went back. He only just got beat, but that's my only concern, but he's a really good horse.
Octavian Augustus, you've decided to back him up with Blinkers?
Yeah, he didn't give his best last Saturday, and Blinkers go on, and Craig gave him the run of the race, and the gap presented, and he didn't want part of that gap. He just said, no, that'll do me. So Blinkers go on. We'll try and get him outside of horses today if we can, but with the Blinkers on, it's been a huge concern. But if he put his best, or if he put his mind to the job, he would be hard to beat.
Race 3 Vessel may need another run.
Yeah, I would say so. There's a 2,000-metre race in 2 weeks' time, which is what's been set towards it. And obviously, these buildings, always going to be a chance if there's tempo on, but realistically, he won't give his best until 2,000. So we're just hoping that he can get a bit of luck today.
The Parkers is a nice horse. He won second up last preparation. Admittedly, that was 2,000. He should improve today.
He's on the same path as before, but a little sharper, and his run the other day was really good. High pressure mile would see him fight out finish.
And Costaline, obviously, probably a similar path as well.
Yeah, exactly the same. Last preparation, he found good form over 2,000 metres after being plain in his previous races, and he looks the same track.
Take us through your four runners in race five. Murphy's Delight, Thunder Down Under, Low Places, My Giuliano, probably the pick of them.
You there, Chris? No, that line's dropped out. We'll try and quickly get Chris back on. We're getting some really good.
Dominant.
Yeah,
he's so dominant.
Yeah.
It
was interesting just with Counter Attack. What's your gut instinct there?
He just was far too aggressive the other day, but we know he's a capable horse.
Okay, we've got Chris back online. We were just going through the four of them here in race five, Chris.
Yeah, just run us through the Murphy's Delight, the Thunder Down Under, Low Places, and probably the pick of them is My Giuliano.
Yeah, he's found good winning form and should hold it. The others, they're just going through the motions a little bit. Murphy's Delight looking for a bit further, and Low Places, he should be starting to get back to his best form now.
Religify Race 6, he's a good, tough competitor. Are you happy with him?
I am happy with him, and we've chosen to step him first up over 1,400 because he lost that dash last preparation and found good form once we did step him up. He's a horse that gets himself pretty fit. He's had the trial that would also help him, and I think he's a pretty good chance.
Okay, and obviously the Champion Stakes, you got Veladero. Jesus, he's hard to knock. He's 3 for 3 now this preparation.
Yeah, can't knock winning form, as you've said a few times in the last few weeks. And look, I think the 2,000 metres will really suit him. He's a lovely loose walking colt that should relish the extra trip.
Your Derby horse looks to be high missed. He had excuses when the saddle slipped last time. Probably the tempo is probably the key to his chances.
Yeah, very wary on his racing manners. Although things went against him last start, I didn't think it was that bad, and he over-exaggerated it. So stepping him up to 2,000, it'll make or break him, simple as that. And at this stage, I'd say I've probably made an error with him. We could have been going back in distance rather than up in distance, but today will tell.
Okay. And Tumultuous wasn't far off them as well last time.
Yeah, just knowing the horse, I really like him. I think he's going to step up over 2,000 today, and I think he's the big improver. He's well-related. A lot of his siblings have proven over longer distances, which is going to see him come to the fore today. He didn't have a lot of clear room last start. He's got a good rider and Ty England, good barrier, gate five. I think he's a real good chance.
Lady Lafay finishes you off. She was very good first up. How's she come on?
Yeah, came on well. The mile will really suit, and she's very well suited at the weights.
Lovely.
Good on you, Chris. Great information for our putters, mate. Good luck with all of them.
Good stuff. Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. That is Chris Waller, and it is now 5 minutes to eight. And Mike?
Perfect timing.
Yes, mate.
Mike? You reckon Ron's halfway out the door right now? He's about to launch.
Give those scratchings.
I'm about to give
the non-tabs as well, all right?
Take your time. Take your time.
I'll go and wind Munsey up and he can put his laptop on.
All right. So Ron Duffersy is now leaving us. You can see that on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Off you go, because we're going to go through all the scratchings now, and breakfast has arrived. So here at Randwick, it's a bit cloudy, but there's no rain, certainly on the radar at this stage. We've got a good three. Penetrometer is 4.92 and the rail is at 6 metres. Races one and two are clear. Race three, number three, Harry Hotspur, and six, More to Gain. So three and six out of the third. Race four, number seven, Shotgun Roulette, and the emergency, 17, Bond of Faith, 18, Loyal Toast, and 19, Far Out. 7, 17, 18, and 19. Race five, number six, Soul House, 8 Pirate Ben, and 12 Lindwall, 6, 8 and 12. Race 6, number 2 Hippopus, and 3 Moral Victory. That's 2 and 3 out of the 6th. Race 7 clear. Race 8, number 2 Spirit Bird, and 5 Rocket Commander, 2 and 5. And race 9, number 7 Grey Street, 8 All But Gone, and 13 Lolly Shop, 7, 8 and 13. They're the final scratchings for here at Randwick. We now move to Kembla Grange, where it's a good three. They put water on the track Thursday and Friday, leading in after the windy and the warm conditions through the week. The track, as I say, is a good three. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 4 Vinciro, and 10 Alpine Explorer, 4 and 10. The fourth takeout, 3, Produce Me Late, and the emergencies, 12 and 13, 3, 12 and 13. Race 5, takeout 6, Creventine, 10, Martha Mary, and 12, Raise the Limit, 6, 10 and 12. Race 6, number 4, Skillful, and 6, Savannah Rose, 4 and 6. Then go to race 7, 3, Alu Alu, and 8, Ahern, that's 3 and 8. And race 8 at Kembla, take out the two emergencies, 12 and 13. That's Kembla Grange. To Gunnedah, that's a TAB program here in New South Wales. It's fine and a soft 5. The rail is true. Race 1 at Gunnedah, take out 8, 12, 13 and 14. That's 8, 12, 13 and 14. Race 2, the scratchings are 5 and 16, 5 and 16. The third takeout, number five. The fourth clear, race five at Gunnedah. The one scratching is number three. In race six is clear. Now in race seven, we've got the scratchings of 5, 6 a late one, 14 a late one, and then 16, 17 and 18. So out of race seven, 5, 6, 14, 16, 17 and 18. That's the information for Gunnedah today, the first at 20 past one. We've also got a TAB program in New South Wales at Port Macquarie following their big Cup Day yesterday. It was a big day too and a big crowd. It's fine and a good four, the rail is true. Race one at Port Macquarie, take out number 13. Race two, the scratching is number 12. The third, take out 8, 9.